You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. Can help get the Henday built. Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. Shogger, three down, five to go.
Only
five more, but back-to-back Friday, Saturday. And, yeah. You know, next week will be mainly NHL rosters, I think, for both the Oilers and the Vancouver Canucks, so that'll be good. But I look at last night, and it's hard to really get a gauge on the players because you have a lot of players just, you know, Fogle, McLeod, Holloway, those guys aren't going to face the other team's top defense pairings or second pair very often. Definitely not every shift, right? And they're not going to be on the number one power play. So what, if anything, did you take from last night's game?
What did I take away from it? I thought that, you know, I thought Skinner was decent again, and he was playing against some real good players, maybe outside the last one. So I thought he got in there and was steady. I liked the fact that they put him out on the road and had him playing in that game. So I thought he was half decent. You know, Barry was okay. Holloway was kind of up against it a little bit. You know, the competition stiffened up, and it was noticeable to my eye for him a little bit that he wasn't able to be quite as effective. But I agree with you. Like, they've played a lot of hockey, and that was a mismatch roster. I still would like to see those guys putting, you know, like, they were competitive for the first half. It was fairly close, but, like, I don't know. Warren Fogle should still be able to win some shifts out there, even against good players. So, I don't know. It was just okay.
Yeah, it wasn't. I look at the orders, and there's not a lot of spots open anyway. But I'm going to say the one guy who I thought stood out last night, considering who the opposition was, I thought Phil Kemp played quite well.
Yeah, I thought you might say his name. Yeah, I thought there were some good moments there. I you know, he had some nice handles and some nice passes, and I think played quite well versus standing out. Like, he was fine. You know, he's on a path, right? Like, he's trying to work his way towards being in the conversation at some point and trying to work his way towards getting noticed. And yeah, I think that's, like, it's a good test for those guys that are trying to prove themselves. If you can get into a game like that and against better players and be okay and hang in there, it's good. Like, it's definitely a positive for you. So, I don't know. I feel like we're pretty far down the list, though, just in terms of, you know, looking for positives. But, yeah, it was a decent night for him. Nima Leinen, I mean, he's played a ton of hockey, and I like the fact that he still had six hits on the board. You know, I like the fact that doesn't go away even when he gets a little bit tired. So I'd list that as, you know, a decent result there, too.
So now the orders, you know, Petrov goes back to junior, which was expected. You know, they play back-to-back here. I think for the first time, you're going to see McDavid and Draisaitl and Kane. And, you know, I would think Nurse and CeCe. CeCe's been skating now for almost a week. He started skating last Saturday. All right, I think it'll be a fairly heavy veteran-laden lineup for Edmonton tomorrow, similar to what Calgary had. And the Flames are going to counter with basically the AHL version of the Flames, similar to what the Oilers had, right? So I don't know what you take out of Friday's game other than the fact you'll see the big guns for the first time.
Well, I wonder if you're Jay Woodcroft, you know, what do you ask of your players heading into these games? You know they're not going to give it 100% every single shift. It's exhibition and, you know, for veteran guys, they kind of use it the way they need to use it to get themselves feeling comfortable and playing. I think there'll be a real focus on the defensive structure and the things he's asking from the group in the way they're playing defensively. Like, I don't expect you to be and not that he would say this, but I think the silent expectation, it's like, look, we're not expecting you to be 1,000% every shift and train wrecking guys and playoff caliber, but let's see if we can start down a path of executing the system the way we want it. And so whatever he's been implementing in practices, it was notable to me, they had a practice the other day that was largely their NHL group, right? The group that's going to need to implement the whatever system changes they want. So I think if you're the coach, you probably just ask them to see if you can start executing this thing properly. And that's kind of where the focus is. And I think he's done that for some other games, and I think it's been noticeable.
Ryan Rashog joins us, Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260. We're going to see, most likely, based on the last few days of practice, Puljujärvi with Hyman and Draisaitl. How long do you think Hyman stays on the left side?
Some of that depends on Dylan Holloway, I think. I mean, you know, if you have to, because you got Nugent Hopkins there, you got Kane there, you can play McLeod or Nugent Hopkins in the three spot at center, but I don't know, man. Like, let's see how hard Dylan Holloway pushes, see if he can maneuver himself into a top three forward spot. I think we all know that when they're at their best configuration, that Hyman probably ends up playing the right side on one of the top two lines, right? I think we're all sort of expecting that. So one of the things I think that you do at this time of year is you make sure you give opportunity to people to do something with, so that if they don't land where they land, they can't go, well, you never gave me a chance. So what we're seeing is Jesse Puljujärvi being put in a skilled spot with a top six label on it, and let's see what he does. And if he plays great and scores and is playing really well, and then great. If he doesn't, and you got to bounce him down, at least he's got nobody to blame but himself if it doesn't go well. So I think sometimes, Greg, it's as much about giving guys an opportunity they feel they deserve to make sure that their head is screwed on straight if they're not where they want to be in a month. Nobody can say, well, you never gave me a chance.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly with that. So, it is interesting. You know, there's a lot of hype after the first preseason game. Oh, look at Dylan Holloway. He's dominant. People were like, this guy's better than everyone. He should be here. And I'm just like, let's pump the brakes here. And you know what? He wasn't bad last night. But now when you get against NHL talent, and it's mostly NHL players, it becomes a lot harder to stand out.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's also, I agree with you. It is harder to stand out, but Dylan Holloway shouldn't have to be the best player on the line when he's playing in the NHL.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, he should have better players around him more often when he's playing against increased competition, so I think you got to factor that in a little bit too. Listen, I thought by all accounts he was great at the rookie tournament. Good for him. Great opening game of exhibition. Good for him, right? He went out there and played. Everybody else went out there and was trying to get noticed, and he got noticed the most. I won't even call it a step back, just came back down to earth a little bit last night with the quality of the competition. But the next time he goes against that quality of competition, my guess is he's got, you know, maybe some better players around him as well, and some, you know, some better D-men feeding them, and it'll be a little bit more of a fair fight. So let's wait and see. He's not going to be spectacular every outing, but he's been good in most of them, and we'll see where it goes when he's got more of a team around him.
Ron Rashog joins us. Shogger, are you working the sidelines for the Elks game on Saturday?
I am, yeah. I'm cramming here today, trying to get ready. My first CFL game I've done this year. So, yeah, I'll jump back on the CFL beat. Trying to figure out what the heck's going on down there.
Well, I'll give you a little tip. They haven't won in forever on home field. That would be the one thing. But the other funny thing is that a win on Saturday – and I think that you know, on Friday night, barring a big upset, Saskatchewan's going to lose to Winnipeg. Elks win, and suddenly they're 2 points behind Saskatchewan for the final playoff spot.
That's bizarre, hey? Like, with everything that's gone on this year and how bad it's been, how are they still possibly in a playoff hunt? But you're right. You run the numbers, and yeah. So they need to take care of their business at home, which they never do. And, you know, need to avoid upsets elsewhere. And they can at least still sit back and take some punches at it. Or it's all going to be over. You know, it could be all over. So we'll see which way it goes. But a bizarre year. Bizarre year.
It has been very bizarre for sure. They did play better against Saskatchewan, but after this weekend, then they got Winnipeg, which is obviously a huge test. And three of their final four games are at home, where they've obviously struggled, but we'll see. Maybe you win once, and suddenly that will lift the cloud that has hung over this organization at home for a significant period of time thus far. I want to get your thoughts quickly looking around the NHL. And, you know, there's some teams with some injuries. You know, Toronto with John Tavares and Jake Muzzin and a few other guys went down with injuries last night. You know, I saw it last year, teams – Calgary, Pittsburgh, Washington, extremely healthy on the back end, and they all made the playoffs. Like, you know, injuries play such a big part of it. And teams, I look at it, you know, at certain teams, you get too many injuries early on, man. That can just, it really forces your hand and makes the season a lot more challenging than it might be.
Yeah, well, the Leafs have been dealt a tough hand here over the last little bit. Now, luckily, the injuries, a couple of dings they got last night, kind of was the spark that was needed to get that Sandin deal done. So he'll be an important player coming back into the mix. You know, Liljegren was out. I think Muzzin was supposed to skate today. I thought he was scheduled to skate today. I didn't see whether he actually did or not. And you got Tavares up front. I mean, you sit there all off season and you envision things and you piece it all together and you feel like, okay, you know. And then these injuries happen in training camp and it just boots your feet out from underneath you. So the Leafs are one that's hurting. You know, I saw Trevor Zegras got hurt last night. I'm not sure what the update is on him. That'd be devastating for Anaheim, although their playoff hopes are a little bit different. You got Boston dealing with what they're dealing with, missing their guys to start the year. Philadelphia is an absolute train wreck. The Canucks were having injury issues, you know, with Besser and I think Mikheyev was it that was injured. So it's happening around the league. You 8 exhibition games, you're begging for trouble.
Yeah. Stuart Skinner, I'll say this, him and Pickard, both their games, but last night the goaltending, that was the one thing that was quite solid for the Edmonton Oilers. I'm very curious to see the rotation when the season gets going between Pickard and Campbell. Campbell and Skinner. Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. We chatted a bit about that last week. Like, Skinner was really good in the one game that he played. Then I thought he was steady last night. So he's just in this, I don't know, he just seems calm and he seems composed. And, yeah, I think it'll be really interesting to see if they're both playing well, if it's a conversation. Hey, which goalie do you think they should start? Or if it's just obvious. It's based solely on how much rest Campbell has gotten, and Skinner does a good job when he gets in there, but everybody knows when he's ready, Campbell goes. Or if it's a bit of a back and forth. I think he's ready to be the guy that can just do a good job filling in. I'm really interested to see if he's the guy that can push yet.
Yeah, big difference. Well said. Shogart, good luck boning up on the Elks, and we will chat with you on Monday because tomorrow we are off.
All right, have a great long weekend, pal.